is the Revengerist podcast of stuff. And this week we have Breshvik, one of your founders, along with Dr. Tasty.
Yeah.
Commodore Bob.
Yep. Huh.
And the Southside Santa.
Yeah, I'm here. Currently, I'm Mike going to go five.
You am Mike going.
I said something.
He might be do go thing.
Nine is yes, go.
Now that we've settled that, I know that we've had some kind of weird security breaches around the base lately. So we have some protection spells going, and we want to protect against, like, curses and revenge idols. I don't know if you guys have heard this news item, but in Kazakhstan, they've reburied an ancient warlord named the Golden Man because they were afraid of a 2,500-year-old curse from the nomadic Scythian tribe that would have brought about floods, droughts, the death of livestock, probably firstborn children, for all I know. They say this curse is real, and the locals believe that this ancient chieftain, if his remains are not reburied, it will rise again. So it's pretty scary. Are we worried about this and around our base?
Yeah, we might receive some golden showers.
From the Golden Man?
That's really...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, our base is cursed a lot. Enough is as is, so, I mean, what's one more curse?
I don't know. It might be the one that breaks the warlord's back.
When's the last time that we really suffered from a curse anyway?
Are you kidding me?
I'm suffering from right now. It was last week's burrito.
Oh,
I ate it. Now. God.
Dude, there are curses in the kitchen all the time.
Like, hey, just speaking the truth, brother.
Harbjar goes in there, and he's, like, building things, and I feel like Commodore Bob, you're keeping some kind of weird experiments in the back of the fridge that are growing. Like, there's some serious curses in our... you open up the fridge if Dr. Tasty has had something in there for over a year, and it just goes, as it comes out. It's creepy. I don't like it.
Well, as for keeping something behind the fridge, you're getting warmer.
Well, not just that, but our kitchen is also comprised of various other things other than just the, you know, standard fridge. We also have laser turrets in there and the toaster.
Yeah, the toaster. I use the laser turret.
I don't think there's much else.
To cut my bread after I've toasted something. Because it's one of those cool, like, full sandwich toasters. Like, you can put, like a whole panini in there if you wanted to. It's pretty good. But I don't want to eat any cursed bread. I've gone on record before saying I don't want to eat ghostly food. And we should also be worried about demons going from Kazakhstan to Romania. A Romanian lawyer has sued his local bishop and four priests, claiming that they failed to properly exorcise the flatulent demons in his house. Madeline Siculescu, 34, accused the five, the priests and the bishop, of fraud after they turned up several times to get rid of demons that were farting and causing bad smells and ruining his business.
I wonder if that was a Romanian burrito that I had the other day, or earlier today, that I was just talking about.
But did it have
I don't really...
hellish kind of stench of brimstone to it?
With a hint of paprika.
Yeah, I think it had both paprika and hellish brimstone in there.
Oh, gross. Those are not two flavors that go good together.
The entire thing, it was really good going down, but, you know, now...
Ugh.
Got these hate farts.
Yeah, and I think that's what happens when you eat or have something hellish in your home. The man in this case said that the demons, you know, they take the form of animals and then they come into his home and they fart.
Why does he let the animals in his house?
I don't know. If I see something like a crow with three eyes, I'm not letting it in my house.
And it sounds like he has a case of the crazy cat ladies.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you invite animals into your home. I mean, well, someone has to. If this guy that is suing these holy men for failing at a ritual isn't inviting animals into his home, he has to have someone else that is.
Well, the man in this story said that his fridge, his refrigerator, was infested with flatulent demons. And I think that's what's going on around our property, actually. I think this is probably the candidate for what's going on.
I think that's a hot knife farting around. Don't we have an invisible awesome in our...
Well, do you think that it could just be animals that he's letting in that are then farting?
I call him a hot knife. But, yeah, I think he might be. He might be letting in just some crows or cats or maybe an invisible...
Crow cats?
Yeah.
Behold! Oh, no! I fell out of the chair! Okay! Fuck. Behold! I... Oh! No! Okay! 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 Hello!
It is. Okay.
Excuse me, I fell out of the chair.
On, you guys.
Hello! My name is Zorzors, the cosmic guy who is here to absorb your podcast, Revengerists.
What the fuck?
Into my. I'll take it in my holes.
Something's fucked up with our computer.
I don't know anything about.
Yeah, it sort of sounds like somebody's.
This sounds like a guy who is getting something done to himself. Calling us on the phone.
I'll show you what I'm getting done. I'm getting done podcast absorptions. I'm sucking them into me. I've already taken in the Morbid Tabernacle podcast, Goober McGoober's Bigfoot Hump. Keeping up with
the interns.
Keeping up with Ted Kaczynski.
What?
Twitchy sprinkle fuckers out.
Hey, who's in charge of the interns? I think one of them got into the PA system.
It seems like we're getting
hacked. I'm
not watching
them this time.
It seems like we're getting hacked, and... but there's no, what do you call it? Our safety protocols haven't engaged. They haven't announced any kind of breach in our security protocols.
The beefy thingy.
Yeah.
Hey, let me check. Hey, Revengerous Compound.
Yes.
Are you secure?
Revengerous Compound. Not secure.
You know what that means. This is not just some hacker, you guys. I'm not happy about this. This is something actually coming through on, through the actual feed. Let's go on with the news. We got interrupted. I forgot what country we were in last, but over in Russia, Santa, you'll enjoy this.
Yeah, maybe.
Drunken Russian children decapitate a homeless man and play soccer with his head. That's the headline.
You're right, I think I do like that.
Just when you couldn't even imagine hating humanity anymore, Russia comes along with some kind of story like this. We've talked about how Russia is full of naturally occurring awesome. Well, sometimes that awesome is evil, and it fills you with dread and fear because of just what these awesome beings can do, especially when they get inebriated drinking like several bottles of vodka. Two inebriated Moscow teenagers reportedly used an axe, knives, and a saw to kill and decapitate a totally random vagrant because they, quote, didn't like the looks of him, and then proceeded to kick his head around because, you know, as you do.
You know, a head is really a perfectly round sphere, so I don't know how you're supposed to play a proper game of soccer with that.
That's a good point.
It's not as fun as, you know, rolling a baby down the road with a stick. Not like the old days.
I mean, you can do both. But, am I the only one who's...
Also, what I'm really not impressed by these kids, I'd be frightened if they were able to decapitate him, kill him, do all those things to him without axes and knives.
That's true.
But, yeah, I mean... Okay, yeah, I've got a bunch of axes and knives. Of course you're going to do that to a homeless person. That's what you're supposed to do to homeless people when you have axes and knives.
Oh, Santa.
You don't have axes and knives, then it's kind of creepy.
Think about it. If they hadn't done that, then they would have gone to, like, a store, at the local store, and, like, stolen a soccer ball.
Oh, they would have been thieves on top of it. Oh, man. Yeah. Thieves.
So, you know, it's a gray area.
However, they would have ended up stealing a FIFA indoors.
FIFA.
Or is it FIFA? Whatever that Better, FIFA, there we go.
FEMA is the group that comes in after your hurricane has destroyed your soccer field, and then FIFA comes and brings you more soccer balls, just so you know. They're different forms of government relief.
Sometimes they confuse the two. I wonder if Russia has a FEMA. Does Russia have their own FEMA? What happens in Russia when...
It's called the KGB. They run everything.
That's still
really
going.
I think these kids were just trying out for the Olympic football team or soccer team.
Could be. Well, it is football. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I mean, does Russia do well? I don't even know if Russia does well, but I doubt. If this is the best that they have, it is pretty. Yeah, you guys are right. You've turned me around. Not all Russians are awesomes, because these guys may be evil, and the headline might be awesome, but once you actually get into like what they did, it's kind of, they're just dicks. They're kind of just Russian assholes. Some might even say jerks.
You do not hang up on me! I hang up on you! You do not hang up on me! Do you understand me? I have absorbed all the volumes! All of them have burned some educational series, including How to Expel Solid Waste, Breaking Made Easy, and Puke Yourself Thin. You do not hang up on me!
Like, it's in our system.
Oh, I'm coming through, baby!
What were the podcasts you've already absorbed?
Something about the Kaczynskis?
Something about the Kaczynskis.
I have absorbed Two Men and a Horse, which is a pro-life newscast featuring two men giving serious news and a horse whose name is Sprinklefuck and neighs, and they're talking about news. Sanity Time with Arnold P. Cool. Toast to Post with Bart Yell.
What? First of all, why are you doing this? Why don't you go?
Girl I'm trying to impress. Okay.
Oh, there's a girl.
All right. Have you seen the Wendy's commercials these days?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen them with your eyes?
That's how I watch them.
This woman, this redheaded woman from the Wendy's commercials, her name is Morgan Smith. She is my Facebook friend.
Oh,
she hasn't cheated me. I am bewitched by her beauty.
Are you real friends, though, or just Facebook friends?
It's the same thing.
Well,
it's one is what it is.
No, I mean, the only really Facebook that I'm aware of is the one that I slam in your face, the book that I slam in your face to get rid of you.
I've seen him do it. In fact, you should probably do that to him now, because I don't understand why he thinks that he can come into our system and make his dictates to us.
I mean, sometimes I use a small book and sometimes
I use my balls. I will absorb you. You'll be absorbed by me. That'll be what happens.
Dude.
I'll go away.
You don't even know who you're messing with. You have tried to take over the wrong podcast. All right. First of all, no one's even heard of those other podcasts. And everyone has heard. Everyone's heard of ours. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure everybody knows about
Just because you're good at deep throating something doesn't mean you can take us on. Fuck.
No. Okay. I'm going to do the blastic thing.
Yeah.
Just hold on. All right, here we go. Dr. Tasty's internet search last thing that I do.
Just did it right there. We've seen him do it multiple times now.
And he's gone. All right.
He's...
All right. There's nothing coming through the audio now, so I think... just so you guys know what I'm doing, because I'm doing some science, I'm looking at the waveforms. And that's how I know. I can look at waveforms. That's one of my many powers, is being able to look at waveforms.
I thought your powers were just not paying attention to physics.
That's one of them. But I can look at waveforms. Can you look at waveforms?
I am a waveform.
So can you look? Okay, I guess that means you can.
Tasties, jerk who needs to be punched in the face of the week.
So, Pizza Hut.
I agree for reasons you're about to disclose.
So, I ordered a pizza. Paid for. I'm not gonna give that information. But I ordered a pizza, and when the pizza delivery guy came up, he handed me like a dozen packets of crushed red pepper and Parmesan cheese. And I told him, what am I going to do with all this stuff? And he looked at me like I was crazy. I mean, people give me that look a lot, but I said, what am I going to do? Put it on my pizza? Why would I order a pizza from your restaurant if they're going to doubt their own skill at making pizzas?
Wait. That's why Pizza Hut is your jerk of the week?
Yeah.
But
now I have all of these useless packets of crushed red pepper and cheese that I'm not going to give anybody who would want them because they're useless and taking up space.
Throw them away.
That's a waste of food.
Well, give them to the homeless people who are being
decapitated. I'm not giving them away.
Why not? You don't want them.
Because they're mine. I, quote unquote, paid for them.
Listen, first of all, you cannot remove me with science. Science does not remove the terror of the gods.
You are not a god.
The starfish over removal shall be heard. Now, other podcasts that I have absorbed. Now That's Queer, starring Billy Capullo. Poor People Don't Exist.
What?
And Other Liberal Lies by G. Gordon Gordon. Oh, no, absolutely. With Arab Jacob Wilman.
You know, this guy says a lot of gibberish that I don't understand.
I don't know why.
The Yellow Power Radio Hour with Mao Zedong.
The Yellow Power Ranger Hour?
Yes.
Why would you,
Mao Zedong. It's inside of me now. We'll be the revengerists.
No. You know what?
Come into me.
You're starting to get on my nerves if I had nerves. If you're not going to be careful, you're going to be the jerk that needs to be punched in the face of the week instead of Pizza Hut.
Please do.
As a conglomerate.
He's done way more.
If you do...
What's
I just
up?
Want to say, Morgan, if you're listening...
She's not.
I have several of podcasts inside of me, and I get
lonely. Mr. Zorzors? Zorzors? Is that how it's pronounced?
Zorzors, the Forgotten One, the Stark Fist of Removal of Titan. Yes!
Okay.
I have absorbed many podcasts inside of me to come up with a dowry, if that is something.
What would your dowry be?
All the podcasts.
All of the podcasts are the dowry. I get it now. No, that actually makes sense to me, except that it's dumb.
For your dowry.
Mr. Zorzors, I'm sorry, but there's no way in hell that the Wendy's girl, as beautiful and charming as I'm sure she is, would want a bunch of, frankly, not even C-list, but like F or G-list podcasts.
These have won awards in the Bay Area. They win awards. People are listening.
You could go for Adam Carolla, Howard Stern.
I have absorbed parts of Robin's News.
Any of Kevin Smith's podcasts? Breath. You got a ton. Nerdist Channel. You got a million.
NPR.
Yeah. If you had harnessed the power of what's the NPR
Radiolab,
yeah, if you had harnessed the power of Radiolab, you would have won her over because ladies love This American Life, any of that. No, you're getting like Bigfoot Hunting and the Kaczynski Show and it's nonsense. There's no way that she's going to be impressed by that. And I'm sorry, but
she'll be impressed by the horses.
Nah, God. Listen, Commodore Bob.
Yes.
Do you have some kind of device that I can infuse with dark magics and we could use our combined power to dispel this weirdo?
I have an interocitor.
The perfect. The big triangle?
Yes.
Oh my god, I could put runes all over that thing. It'll be like middle school all over again. Yeah, I'm getting sick of this guy, so let's do it up.
Alright. In 3, 2, 1.
Just...
Ah!
It's just not doing it. It's not good. It's what you really need to do.
And one more time.
See, he was a little,
that's it.
A little bit more of him hiding in there, that's why.
See, it sounds like he's just complaining rather than being gone.
It hurts really bad, guys.
You're right.
I just want someone to love!
Ugh.
I don't want to hold
it. After you're done recording, you guys, you're still gonna...
I'm hugging a pillow, guys. What am I gonna do?
Oh my god. Should we just do the wiki page and try to get through this?
I need the pretzel buns.
Might as well soldier on.
All right.
They make their fries with real sea salt because of her.
What do we have this week from the wiki, Dr. Tasty?
Well, there's always time fuckery.
Oh yeah, I don't think we've ever done time fuckery before.
I don't know. I think we might have.
But I know that it's been done in our timeline many, many times, and that's why the timeline looks like Swiss cheese. It's ridiculous, because people keep going back and fucking with time.
It looks like a fucked up slinky.
In fact, I think we're guilty of that. Both Commodore Bob and I are kind of time transplants, so we're a little responsible for some of that as well.
I blame the coldness of space.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, but
no one has been to space.
Commodore Bob and I are kind of responsible for the economic crash, but if you had seen what was gonna happen, you should be glad that we did it this way, because I'm just gonna say, imagine time traveling to a period where tyrannosaurs rule everything still, and a period where Hitler had won World War II, and that's exactly what it was.
That would have given me something to do.
That's true.
Yeah, the Nazi cowboys are kind of funny.
Nazi cowboys. Nazi pirates.
That would be a really good song. Like a Nazi cowboy.
Yeah.
Yeah, done to the tune.
There's, you know, now I'm doing upset.
Like a rhinestone cowboy?
You guys got... Like, I could have been fighting tyrannosaur tyrants.
Yeah, that's true. To tyrant... It's a little redundant, but
I haven't fought a Tyrannosaurus Rex in a long time.
Well, you just go to that island where they grow them.
I guess. They're not the same.
Look, there are a bunch of alternate timelines that we've seen thanks to interlopers like your friend, Dr. Tasty, Tunks. Actually, I don't want to have anything to do with him. He's creepy.
Ah, man. I really like that guy.
I hate Tunks. He's
Tunks. Future Tunks is the best, because every time he comes around, some really, really messed up thing happens, and yeah, we have to fix it.
He brings it. It's all him. He's the one bringing it.
Look, man,
there was a timeline.
You got your ass kicked by Future Smell, and that was great.
There was a timeline where Hitler won. There was the timeline where the Civil War was won by the South. There was the timeline where women were in charge. Actually, that one actually was perfectly fine, and there were no war.
Oh, God, that last one sounds terrible.
No, I mean, actually, it was awesome. Everybody was happy. There was peace and prosperity. I mean, it was actually pretty good. There was the timeline where Bob Ross went mad and enslaved half the population and mind-controlled them into being happy.
Ooh, that one sounds good.
That one, are we kind of, like, going down this like a menu? Like, we could actually pick. We could do some time fuckery and get one of the ones we like. There's a timeline where it's socially unacceptable to list things. I don't like that.
Yeah, me neither.
There's a timeline where the trees won.
Fucking trees.
Oh, yeah.
The timeline where everyone wears hats.
I'm all right with that one.
We could do that one. The timeline where Ash didn't save the world from deadites and we all either died or were turned into deadite zombies.
I would have been fine.
That's true. Actually, everyone in the Revengers compound would have been safe.
We would have been okay.
We actually have some zombies on the team, and they just, you know, they don't really do anything to us.
I mean, we could do some time fuckery, but there's that guy, Dr. Evilus.
Oh, yeah.
He...
But the bad, like, kind of time fuckery.
I mean, he always gets his ass kicked, but... I mean, he changes up things, and he'd probably get in our way, and...
It's like, he's responsible for all those characters on sitcoms that just disappeared after the pilot, like, or a season. So, like, when you were watching, Family Matters...
Family Matters.
That's right. Commodore Bob, you remember, right? Because we watched that show, and then Dr. Evilus fucked with time, and then all of a sudden she was gone.
Wait, what character?
Well, you wouldn't know because you didn't know she existed, but...
Oh, I forget her name. I forget the character name. It was a very throwaway character for them, apparently.
She was like a...
She was a sister.
Yeah, his sister. There's other other examples.
Bruce Cunningham's bigger, older brother.
No such thing as Urkel!
What?
Yes, in the timeline I come from, there is no such thing as Urkel. Steve Urkel.
I thought we had shut up.
This timeline.
Well, then how would he know that there is no such thing as Urkel?
Yeah, we didn't say Urkel. I think he's lying. He's just desperate for this poor girl, Morgan Spurlock's attention.
Yes, Spurlock made documentaries.
Look, man, I don't know what to tell you. This girl is not, even if she does listen to our show, which she probably does.
Smell her hair! Is that so much to ask?
You're not even the heartthrob of the show. That's Santa, and I hate to tell you this, but he gets all the lady fan mail.
It's true. There's plenty of ho-ho-hos for me.
Even if you did get her attention by absorbing our podcast, which you can't and you won't, she's just not gonna go for you, man. You're going about this entirely the wrong way.
Look, this is a dowry! This is what I feel will be a responsible dowry! To present to her father.
Listen, no, you can't do that. It's not how we do things in this world or dimension or wherever it is you're from. We don't go about trying to collect podcasts as a dowry. No one has ever even thought of doing that. She won't like it. She won't want it. She won't need podcasts.
What do you think I should do?
What do I think you should do?
I think you should get fucked and go away and, like, kill yourself.
Yeah, definitely that. But actually, if I give you decent advice of, like, what to do, will you go try it and leave us alone and stop?
I will be off to my Urkel-less world!
Okay, so I think that means we have an arrangement. I think... Well, what have you been trying to do besides podcasts? I mean, have you even tried talking to this girl?
Oh, no. I live in Pittsburgh. She lives in California. It's way too far.
Oh, so Pittsburgh is the alternate Urkel-less reality.
Okay. Wonderful.
First of all, I would recommend talking to her.
Not real.
And if you can't talk to her, I would say just send her a bunch of messages on... You said you're Facebook friends with her? Just send her lot of messages. Yeah.
Okay.
Send, like, a message a day. Or an hour. Probably an hour.
Right. I hear sending women pictures of your genitalia does wonders.
Through Facebook, or if you're friends with her on Facebook, just post them publicly, and then she'll be bound to see them and like them.
Tag her in the photo.
The other thing,
yeah, just right on the bell end. It's really fine.
The other thing is, women really like.
I'm writing this down.
Good, write it down. Women like to see a man who's mature and responsible. And they really think babies are cute. So you should steal a baby and then, you know, be around her with the baby, because then she'll see that and she'll think, aw, he can take care of babies.
Listen, Zorzors, right? That's your name? Don't listen to any of this bullshit advice. Because he is, trust me, he is giving you some advice. I don't know how well it's going to end up working.
Not at all.
You need to end up listening to Papa Santa here. And I will tell you how you can end up getting this red snatched beauty, right? She's clearly a 10. Listen. You need to take the pussy off the pedestal. And she's clearly a 10, though. I'll give you that. I've seen the commercials. She's a hottie, okay? Now you sound around a 3, maybe a 2.
If even a positive number.
Yeah, that's your number. I'll say you're a 2. I'll, I'll call him a two, just to be generous.
You know, we'll round up.
And your magic number here, my friend, is 9. You need to end up finding her in public, and you insult her at least 9 times. You end up adding 1 to your given, wow. And then whatever the difference is between you being a, you know, whatever number, being a 2, her being a 10. There you go. There's your 8 plus that 1. There you go. Insult her 9 different ways. Just the end of that, she'll want to get in your junk.
You think she's ugly and stupid. That'll work.
Clearly.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I think, I mean, I learned this while I was playing Dungeons & Dragons, but you talk to her, okay, and you say you're going to, like, do a pickup line, but you need to roll your charisma, okay? So you get out your D20, and you roll it, and if you, I mean, you got to ask her, like, what the difficulty of the roll is, but do it in front of her. Show her that you know what you're talking about.
Yours is for pickup lines,
correct? Know your way around women. And, you know, if you beat the difficulty, which is probably going to be 19.
What's your armor class?
19. But that doesn't factor into charisma.
Are there any, well, do I get modifiers to the armor class due to the charisma bonus?
I mean, if you have any charms of charisma, that'd probably... do it, but you know,
trust me,
your pickup line will definitely impress her. I mean, I don't know what that will be.
Here. Let me help you out here. You end up asking her, be like, "Hey, Morgan Smith, what's your charisma number? Because I want to fuck you." There you go. There's your pickup line. You end up using that one after you've insulted her. Bam!
And it actually works out perfectly, because then you can continue to ask her and beg her to talk to you and to tell you everything about her and just tell her you're never going to leave her side. That's what you do right after that.
Right.
Yeah.
And then we'll snuggle.
Or whenever you get the chance to meet her in person, you walk up to her after you make eye contact and smile, and you punch her in the boob. Chicks love it.
That's how I got my girlfriend.
I punch people in the boobs to get what I want all the time.
That's how I've had my past 7 wives.
It sounds like a good idea. I like this.
Hey, I got an idea. Here's a solid plan. Okay, so her father's Dave Thomas, right?
Yeah.
She came from the future, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah. All right. From a ritual from, I don't know, last time I quote unquote courted a woman. You have to get their father's permission. So what you do is you get their permission, maybe impress them with a gift, and then once you get the father's approval, you'd be cool. Now, Dave Thomas is dead, so you're gonna need a shovel, and you're going to need a rig, some sort of like wheelbarrow or something.
We're going with this.
So dig up his corpse, okay? And take him to her, and then perform a seance, and get his spirit to appear, and then ask him for approval.
Just like earlier with the warlord and the curses. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
this would be so awesome.
She might not like this part, but you're going to need to do it, because you've just summoned Dave Thomas's spirit, and he's going to be a vengeful spirit. Mm-hmm. You're going to need to salt and burn his corpse.
Right. With bacon.
With bacon salt will do okay.
From a baconator from Wendy's.
Poetic justice.
Yes, it has to have some kind
you
of
think
yeah
I
poetic.
Should get incredibly fat before this happens to prove a point.
I think that you should be very fat in general before you try to go hit on or be with this girl. Cuz obviously she
or
likes
any
Wendy's.
Women.
It'll be the perfect training for you, because I mean, in order to get fat, you need to eat food, right? So, I think that's
like
how the biology works. So go to Wendy's, and you'll be able to expose yourself to her while you're doing this. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, keep eating Wendy's food.
And expose your soul. Make sure you
and
tell her your most embarrassing secret. Yes. And show her the desecrated picture of the corpse so she knows that you got his blessing. And
make her call me Dave.
Well, I mean, you can take on the name, Dave. I don't know if that's going to, like, improve your chances.
Women are attracted to men who are like their fathers, so if you can somehow shapeshift into her father, then she'll sleep with you.
What if I just wear his
skin? She seems like a necrophiliac to me.
He is dead. So, I think at this point, Zorazors, you've got all the things in your arsenal that you need.
Sounds great, guys. I really want to thank you so much for your help.
We're happy to do it. We're heroes. We're good guy type heroes. We're happy to do it.
We save the day.
You're my heroes.
When we want to.
You should buy us chicken wings, and don't be stingy, to show your gratitude. Before you test these things out, though. And
get me a triple.
Get Frosty.
Go and get her.
The minute you get her.
So before we go, Santa, in our triumphant moment here, do you have any products to recommend?
Of course I have a product to talk about. This is, in fact, a product that I have never tried, but you can buy pills that will, in fact, turn your poop gold. That's right. You will swallow golden pills that can turn your poop gold for the low, low price of $425.
Holy mountain.
That's quite a bit. However, you will be impressed in the fact that you will be shitting gold.
Well, I'm already dumbfounded. The price of gold, by the way.
That's right. You can pick these fuckers up online.
According to Glenn Beck, the price of gold can only increase, but it sounds to me like it's going to shit.
Eat shit.
I know that this product will be a good one because I've not tried it.
Thank you, Santa. And with that, I want to thank all of you for coming here. And it was a little rocky there, but I think we did a good thing. I think we did the right thing, I think, sending him out there. So... thank you all, and what do we always say?
I'm gonna go get a snack.
Yeah, me too. Actually, yeah, fuck the normal thing we normally say. I'm just gonna get a snack after that. I think we deserve a snack, and those chicken wings should get here soon.
Yeah, and Frosties.
Frosties.